This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 485 for Thursday, July 21st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market remains in a downturn Thursday morning, as it had been over the past 3 days. A lack of inclement weather forecast for the prairies on Thursday is putting pressure on canola prices. Despite the possibility of thunderstorms in southern Manitoba on Friday, normal temperatures and sunny skies are expected for the rest of the weekend. Crude oil prices are taking a tumble to start Thursday off after a rise in gasoline stockpiles in the United States and greater output coming from Libya. Prices for European rapeseed are also lower, while those for Malaysian palm oil are on the positive side of unchanged. The Canadian dollar is lower on Thursday, one day after Statistics Canada announced the annual inflation rate rose to a 39-year high of 8.1%. Earlier today, the European Central Bank raised its key interest rate by one half of a point, its first interest rate hike in 11 years. The November canola contract is down $14.50 per ton at $802.70. In the U.S., soybean and corn prices are lower Thursday morning, but wheat prices are higher for the most part. The USDA announced a daily sale of 136,000 metric tons to China on Wednesday. Weekly soybean export sales were 203,500 tons old crop and 254,700 tons new crop. Prices for soil and soy meal are also lower. The August soybean contract is down 15 cents U.S. per bushel to $14.34. Corn sales were only 34,000 tons of old crop for the week ended July 14th, according to the USDA. 1 million barrels of ethanol were produced each day for the week ended July 15th, but ethanol stocks were about 50,000 barrels lighter at 23.5 million, according to the EIA report. Rain and normal temperatures are also expected this week for U.S. corn-growing areas. The September corn contract is down 8 cents U.S. per bushel at $5.85. Wheat is currently showing very little price movement. Turkey's foreign minister said talks between his country, Russia, and Ukraine are going well so far today as they negotiate on a grain shipping corridor in the Black Sea. Europe is also dealing with a record-breaking heat wave, which will likely affect wheat production. The September Chicago wheat contract is up 5 cents U.S. per bushel at $8.24. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 cents U.S. at $8.74. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $9.24. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, July 21st. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.